Welcome to Libre Planet 2022 Lightning Talk on free and Libre standards for social media and other communications. My name is Paul Fernhout, and I've been interested in these topics for many years. What's the motivation for this talk? Well, one is from a 1992 novel by Werner Vinci called Fire Upon the Deep, and as part of the novel, there's sort of an intergalactic Usenet, and here's a message that's sent on it, and this message and the way the characters respond to it shows sort of a failure of communications and sense-making about a blight that's spreading over the galaxy and causing a vast amount of destruction and suffering. Now, that's science fiction, but what's a more current example? Well, the Ukraine disaster, from one perspective, shows a failure of communication and sense-making. There may be a problem, right, that people correctly recognize, like a need for prosperity and mutual intrinsic security, but people may decide to go about trying to fix the problem in a bad way. Now, that can apply in all sorts of situations, but I would suggest that it applies to email and IRC chat, because they had problems, even since the 1970s. But solutions to those problems, like Facebook and Slack, I would argue, are not very good answers. So what are some of the problems with email? Maybe one of the biggest one is that one of the biggest problems is that your inbox is like a to-do list, and anybody can put anything in it. Anybody on the whole planet can put anything on your to-do list. So that's a little bit of a problem, especially in a commercially driven culture. So what problems does IRC have? You can't put images easily in the old standards of it, right? It's hard to set up. You can't search it. These systems, you know, both of these things have their problems. But even though Facebook and Slack address some of those problems, they create their own problems about privacy and proprietary standards, proprietary implementations. They direct your attention via, you know, to advertising or use algorithms that may, you know, stoke outrage and so on, and create their own information overload problems. And then you don't have local copies. You could be censored from them or disconnected at any time, right? So one might argue that they're immoral in a Libre Planet sense of a certain values and priorities. Now, different cultures at different times can have different priorities. Here's just an example from 3,000 years ago in ancient Egypt, the 42 negative affirmations of Mott. So the question is, what would be 42 negative or positive affirmations, you know, for a Libre Planet? I'm not going to answer that question, but might be worth thinking about. So what are key insights moving forward? One is that standards unify and incompatible services fragment. So if you adhere to the global email standard, you can send email to anybody, no matter what client they use, no matter what server they use, as long as the clients and servers support the standard, right? Plain text shows how what's possible with just sending regular text messages. You don't really necessarily need a huge amount of fancy stuff. It may be nice, but it's not necessarily essential at the core. So are there current free alternatives to these other systems? Sure. Matrix.org, New Social, Mastodon, Mattermost, which can even import from Slack. You can use a plain text website and use Git to manage it. I have my own experiments called Twirlip as I think about these things. But what are the problems with many of these free alternatives? Well, often they're more about implementations than standards. So they also may not scale, like to trillions of messages. And they may sometimes miss the big picture of trying to unify things. So you may not be able to use email to edit wikis, for example, in some cases. So, all right, but yet it's all about communication. So how can we think about unifying communication? I would think in the future we're going to have better standards, right, with free implementations, of course. And, you know, here's one example of a possibility. But the problem is that, as XKC points out, standards proliferate. So you start with 14, now you make a new one you think is better, but now you have 15 and they're all competing. So ultimately, it's social consensus that is hard at this point, not really the technical issues. We need less, not more. Less standards, less code, less features, less division of stupidity. And we also need better. Better standards, better code, better features, better peacemaking and sense making. Now, there are ways to change behavior related to anything, including communications, about using rules, norms, prices, and infrastructure. So one question I'll leave you with is, would it make sense for a new Free Software Foundation campaign to be created about free and Libre communication standards? And I'm not sure if the answer is yes, but, you know, there's pros and cons. It's an important issue, but on the other hand, it's also a diversion. So, something to think about. Anyway, thanks for listening.